This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attempt at making this a better day for you than yesterday was. I don't know how we'll do that, but we'll work at it, because when you look around, it's more of the same crud being thrown at us from all directions. 7 after the hour, Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen with the talents of Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here to discuss the visuals from Dallas. That's what I kind of wrapping myself around, all of these pictures and the video from the experience yesterday as the solemn tribute to the men who, I hear people saying they gave their lives. They didn't. Their lives were taken from them. They didn't give anything. Their lives were taken and wasted at the hands of some maniac who had a gun he shouldn't have had. So you put that aside, and you look at the two young girls, the older of the two girls giving a bracelet to the younger one. They both are now without a father for no good reason. And then you look at the results of this lemonade stand, these two girls in North Dallas who set up a lemonade stand to help the families of the victims of the shooting. They get $10,000 in 2 days. Can you imagine?
It's incredible.
It's great.
It's a lot of lemonade.
What lesson? Is there a lesson? Are we learning good lessons from this? Or are we learning lessons that we ought not to have to learn? That's the question I have. Southwest Airlines donated $75,000 to a fund. The police union donated $20,000. There'll be lots of other. There'll be, by the time this is all over, there'll be millions of dollars pouring into the families of these five officers who are dead for no good reason. Give me a good reason. There isn't one. You can't come up with a good reason. This was a peaceful protest. They were just there on duty to make sure it was that way, but there were never any signs that there would be trouble as far as I can see. There were never any suggestions. There was going to be not certainly the kind of thing that's gone on in other cities, like in Baton Rouge. The police chief there said officers arrested three people who, according to their story, were planning to kill more police there. One of the pawn shops in town got burglarized and 8 guns were stolen. There have been other suspects who have been arrested there. Aggressive police action necessary. We can ask the question whether it was necessary in the first place and come back around scratching our heads. But, you know, in this circumstance, in this country today, everybody is on edge. I shouldn't say everybody. I don't really feel like I'm on edge. I'm just annoyed. You know, and so the good things that come out of stuff like this, these girls in the lemonade stand and the two girls exchanging, holding each other's hands as the older one gives the younger one a bracelet in tribute to their fathers. Those are images. And the images of George Bush standing with Barack Obama in Dallas yesterday. Those images are good images, but they come about for the wrong reasons. All of this stuff. Think about it. Think about your own attitude toward people who are different than you are. Maybe people who are smarter than you are, people who aren't as smart as you are, people who are older than you are, people who are younger than you are, people who have a different religion than you do, people who have a different kind of a job than you do, people who have a different color of skin than you do. Why do you care about people that are different? What is there? Have we raised a country that is full of folks who are so insecure they can't stand on their own? Is that the problem? Whatever the problem is, it doesn't seem to be. I thought Obama said something that was quite good yesterday. We aren't as divided as you think. I want to think that's true.
Yeah.
But people tell me that I'm naive. Okay.
I don't think so. I think that when you see these the outpouring of support from little girls all the way up to, you know, the Dallas police chief, who I think has just been really wonderful throughout this whole process.
Fabulous.
I think he is an absolute pillar of strength and dignity.
You're about to say a rock star?
No.
Like you're about to say a rock star.
Oh, no. But I think he has been. Yeah, that's a great... I would also say that about him. I think he's been incredible. I think we are more connected and less divided than
But do we need stuff like
stories.
This to happen to make that come around? And then how long does it last? Think about September 11th and how the country was for a year or so, and then gonzo. All of that energy that was good. Really kind of gone.
Well, I don't know that it's gone. I mean, it's... You're in New York City.
Taking a cab
still...
in New York?
What do you mean?
Taking a cab in New York.
I take cabs every day.
I know. And how pleasant are the cab drivers?
I've had maybe in 10 years of living in the city, I've maybe had like one or two grumpy bad cab experiences.
Really?
But
good for you.
Yeah, I'm in cabs every single day. I never understand what people are always complaining about New York City
cabs. I can't tell you that I can remember having a good cab ride in New York whenever I was in New York. But that's a different subject. I don't want to get lost on that. So anyway, go back to the point you were making.
Well, I was just going to essentially. I think that what the president said is correct, and I think we are more connected than divided. And I think part of the problem is we start to feel divided because we're very isolated. And I was reading a report yesterday about how millennials are more isolated than any other generation, and it's because we spend so much time online and alone.
Yep.
And I think that's where a lot of our divided feelings come from, because we don't necessarily step outside our computer screens.
Make that choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's a generational thing, but it's unfortunate, and I think that it lends itself to a disconnectedness that, and then when you see little girls with a lemonade stand and all of the outpouring of support and hugging officers in Dallas and things like that, that human connection is something that it kind of like jolts us back to life.
Okay, do you want to know what I think the disconnection is? Things like Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton. When he stands there, I saw somebody compare it to him standing with Jihadi John. The look on his face in the notes afterwards, you know, he did it because he sort of had to, but it didn't do him any good. I don't believe it convinced. I was listening yesterday. Megan and I and Miles had lunch at a little restaurant nook near her house over in Los Feliz. Which is around where Dodger Stadium is here in L.A. And I was listening to these two guys talking about Hillary Clinton. And they were about your age, I think, Victoria, business guys of sort. And they were talking about what they wished Hillary Clinton would do with the support of Bernie Sanders, what they wished she would do to separate herself from the other Democrats. And they were talking about a lot of the same issues that we've talked about here that separate people. But they weren't talking about it in a way that was unifying, I didn't think, anyway. I just listened to them denigrate Republicans and how bad Trump is and yada, yada, yada. Okay, so you may think that and feel it, but all of that sort of thing, and Trump may contribute to this himself, as I think all these candidates are contributing, and that's what makes it such a superficial process. All of the rhetoric that is then blown up by the news media and sometimes blown up by social media. And then at the end of the day, what do you have that fixes the problem?
Well, you know, I saw the Bernie Sanders speech yesterday, and I saw him, you know, hand over the baton or pass the baton over to Hillary. And the one thing that I wish that he had gone into, and I don't know if it's because it doesn't exist or if it's just it's going to unfold later, when he said that, you know, behind closed doors, he and Hillary sat down and they came up with a very progressive plan that would work for both sides, I wish that there were some details in that, because I'd really love to know what Bernie and Hillary have really seen eye to eye on. And I feel like, and it's the same thing on the other side with Trump. It's just, I'm tired of not hearing any details. I'm tired of just hearing rhetoric. And I feel like maybe it's a millennial thing or a younger generation thing, but like we just see through the BS and we want some details.
Is that the suggestion that anybody that's older than you guys are is not that smart?
No, it's a jaded thing. It's not an intellect thing at all. We're not as easily swept up by this rhetoric that keeps getting passed around.
There's something, the dissatisfaction with things as they are is a good thing. And I think that's what the so-called millennials bring to the table. My daughter, who is a Generation Xer, older than you out of that cusp, someone who's as dissatisfied as you are or anybody is, frankly. No, that's not true. My son is. When my daughter and I were talking about the benefits of having had Barack Obama as president, and we disagree on it, and we've always disagreed, and we disagree respectfully about it. So, okay, where do you go from there? What does address the problem? What does fix the problem? And that's where we sort of we break down things because we're not going to argue and fuss and fight about it. We're just going to disagree. But so many of the other people that are involved in these things, including a lot of people listening to this program right now, are just plain angry. And their anger shows up in different ways. The people that you're talking about that are in your generation, I think, Victoria, are angry and they're demonstrating in certain ways. We have all this police stuff and the anger that comes. But just there's so much anger. I was talking to a shrink about that the other day. Why in the world are we so angry? Is it because the promises that were made weren't kept and who's responsible for that? Is it because we have so much stuff flying around us, so much information that we never had before, courtesy of what supposedly is the future, supposedly is progress, all of this stuff that we can have at our fingertips because of this little box that we carry around in our hand that we become slaves to? It's a damnable reality.
Right, but see, to me, that's the question. You just asked the question, and I would love to know what the answer is. I'd love to know what an astrologer has to say about it. I'd love to know what a shrink has to say about it. I mean, those are things that I wish that we could have answers to, you know, to try to piece together the big picture.
I'll invite Maria Trilogy to come on the program. Astrologically, we are in a horrible, horrible, personally and our country, the world. Look around you. Look at the stuff that's going on, not only here, but with Daesh in the Middle East and the stuff. The world is in an uproar. And it's because we have some really bad karma, if you want to call it that. We have bad personally, you know, I mean, I have a lot in my life to be thankful for. But frankly, there's upheaval in my life at the moment. And I look at it and I related to the upheaval that's going on in the world. Most of us are plain uncomfortable at the moment. We just are.
It's true. There's an undertone of agita that I seem to have like every day right now, and I just can't get rid of it. Yeah. I mean, and I have a lot of personal stuff going on too, but it's overall, I know.
Yeah. It's
weird. Yesterday, I just kind of wandered through Central Park just to try to get rid of the agita, and It's very odd. There's a different tone to even the tourists wandering through Central Park.
Everybody's on edge.
People, you know, there were a couple police officers who walked by. I don't think I saw anyone really, including me. I kind of was doing a side glance to see, are people looking at them? Are people reacting to them? Are people scared? Are people encouraging them? It's just a very, very odd time. And it's the first time in my life that I've ever skeptically looked at the police. And truthfully, statistically, as a white woman in Manhattan, I probably don't have much to worry about in terms of police brutality. No. But it's still something that, you know, it's the first time I've ever really thought about it. Yeah.
19 past the hour, actually 20 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The British guy was married to Gwyneth Paltrow and
Chris Martin play.
President Coldplay, thank you. That's what that their stuff sounds like a bit to me. This is Carrie Underwood, however. She and her hockey playing husband Mike Fisher are happy to celebrate their sixth wedding anniversary. Who was she married to before? Why do I remember?
No one. Marriages? This is her first and only marriage. Yeah.
She was one of the winners of American Idol. Remember?
She and Kelly Clarkson have been the most successful winners. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. She posted on Instagram yesterday. 6 years ago today, I said I do to this handsome fella. I meant it then, and I mean it now. God put us together and continues to bless our marriage, and I look forward to spending the rest of our lives in love. Isn't that sweet?
I hope it works. Sweet. They're adorable together.
Yeah. So why wouldn't it work under the circumstances? You ever think
about
what
my first thinking
work?
Would be he travels all the time because he's a pro hockey player and she's always on tour, so that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is tough sometimes.
Yeah.
They were vacationing in Cabo. Mike, the husband, he's a hockey player. That's all we know about him?
Really good hockey player. I know that. Yeah, he plays for Nashville.
Nah. They posted.
Which actually, I think he traded. He got himself traded to go to Nashville where she had the house. Right. Yeah, so they could kind of compromise on that.
How'd they meet? You know?
They met through, I believe, they met through Hillary Duff, the actress who was also married to a hockey player.
Oh, really?
And I think she was the one who set them up, and Carrie Underwood didn't want to meet him because she said hockey players have no teeth.
Oh, that's true to a point.
It turns out this guy's very handsome and has teeth, yeah.
He posted, "Time sure does fly when you're having fun and you marry up." The suggestion was that we've heard that before from people. Men more often than not suggest that they marry up. I might, if I were to be married to the person that I'm with right now, that might be something that would be considered marrying up. Although that's a tribute. I mean, on both sides. It's best if you feel, maybe Carrie would say the same thing, that she would she'd be marrying or thought she married up. I'm guessing from what I know about her and not what I know. I don't know much about him, but I haven't found hockey players to be the top of anybody's list.
Yeah, but I can't imagine a marriage working very well if both of you don't think you've married up. If one of you thinks you've married down, then that's not going to last very long.
Well, I can tell you one thing about hockey players as compared to any other professional athlete. They're the one guy that I would date. They're all, most of them are Canadian farm boys. They are the nicest guys. They're very, very sweet. They're not flashy. They're not known to be cheaters. They're not known to be bad guys at all.
Unless they are
really the one sport that I would say if I had a daughter, you could date one.
Unless you're married to Carrie Underwood, you don't hear anything about them in the news.
Never.
Because their lives are private, which is nice.
Why is it that smart, gorgeous, talented women pick bad guys? The ones you just went through a whole list of things. Cheaters, liars, people that are just not good. What is there about those people that you can't find or sense? I mean, we all make mistakes. There's no question about both men and women make mistakes.
Yeah.
But there are some who are just constant offenders. And I just don't know why women pick these guys.
You know, I always kind of go right back to the daddy issues.
Yeah, maybe that's
I've never been attracted to that kind of guy, I guess, because I'm very close with my dad, so I'm very fortunate.
Yeah.
I don't think Megan is ever going to be attracted to a guy like that either, because she's got you.
Yeah, she does have me. 28 past the hour.
Stories are everywhere. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Everyone around you, everyone you pass on the street, everyone you know, and absolutely everyone you don't know, they all have a story. Sometimes we all get so caught up in life that we forget to stop and realize that everyone has a story. But it's in people's stories where understanding lies. People's pasts lead them to their present. And although no one's story can ever excuse the choices they make, understanding others' stories can certainly help explain them. Stories are everywhere. Look for the stories all around you, because the more you see others' stories, the more expanded your own world will be, and the more interesting your story. For all kinds of stories, visit drchristianconti.com.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
From now until forever, you will be my friend. Friends, friends, we're all friends. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and People in the News. Today is another travel day for me. I'm flying to Salt Lake City. And as such, I start thinking, it's like visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. Yes, another encounter with the TSA. And it goes there. So with that comes news of another lawsuit. We were talking about this off the air, and Victoria said, we should make this just a regular segment of the program. Something to divert our attention from some of the other things that are going on. The story of 19-year-old Hannah Cohen, who was flying home from Memphis, Tennessee, after receiving treatment at St. Jude's Hospital. attorneys representing Ms. Cohen and her family say an impairment from radiation and removal of a brain tumor while she was at St. Jude's made her ability to walk quickly and to talk fast very difficult. So they're suing the TSA. Listen to this story. This is why we need new leadership. Listen to this. An alarm goes off as she goes through the checkpoint. And she presents, I remember, I've known people who've had like metal in their bodies. They replace certain bones with metal and that goes off and you give them a letter and that sort of thing. So the alarm goes off. This lady and her mother are going through a security checkpoint at Memphis International Airport. Ms. Cohen became disoriented by the alarm and was scared by it. Then security workers, so she just stopped. Remember, she just had a brain tumor taken out, and she's on her way home. And the mother is explaining this to the TSA. When the TSA workers push her mother aside, and they don't listen to her, and they grab this girl and wrestle her to the floor.
Oh, my God.
You can see the blood coming out of her head at this point. There are pictures and video of this scuffle at the airport. The security people failed to recognize what her situation was and her obvious disability and her inability to cooperate with the search. Her mother kept trying to tell the TSA about her daughter's disability, but she was taken away and removed so that she couldn't encounter or discuss anything with the TSA. So you see all of this blood everywhere. You look at some of the TV footage of the after, if you will. So thus the lawsuit, which alleges that the personnel assaulted her at the checkpoint, causing her physical injury, emotional injury. She was, by the way, they never listened. She was arrested and booked and spent a night in jail with blood coming. And finally, somebody was smart enough and with these miserable bunch of clowns to realize that we better check into this. What's the problem? Why is she bleeding? And at that point, they found out that she'd been at St. Jude's, that she'd had a brain operation. The blood was coming from the stitches in her brain. And these people are too unbelievably ignorant to do or to even cope with it. That's how badly trained they are. So now you and I, as representatives of the taxpayers of the United States, are going to have to pay this family damages for pain, medical expenses, because she had to go back to the hospital.
Of course, yeah.
Personal injury, emotional injury, embarrassment. The lawsuit says that the TSA discriminated against Ms. Cohen because of her disability, failed to provide reasonable accommodations for her, and all they're looking for is $100,000. Man, if it were me, I'd be looking for $100 million.
Wow, yeah, exactly.
And the TSA, of course, says nothing. We cannot comment on an ongoing litigation.
Ugh.
You bunch of morons.
What city was that?
Memphis, KWAM. Anybody listening with a thought, you're welcome. 888-302-3684. Okay, so we got to get back to the good day aspects.
Can we get back to some good news?
All right, wait a minute. There's one more piece.
Oh, no.
Hold on. There's a bit of court testimony that was unsealed yesterday in the form of Penn State football fiasco with Joe Paterno.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's this youngster who is not identified. He's John Doe. But he testified that he informed Joe Paterno about Jerry Sandusky in 1976. 1976, when this kid was a teenager. Oh. Paterno said, quote, "I don't want to hear about any of that kind of stuff. I have a football season to worry about." So Sandusky's he's in the locker for 30 years.
Priorities, right?
Yeah. You know, you're right. Thank you. That same sort of stuff that we keep hearing about. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
Okay, where is there something here? Oh, wait a minute. One good thing. People in the news, before we pause, Channing Tatum is married to Jenna Is it Dewan? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
She's a singer, dancer.
Actress and dancer.
Actress, right. And they met in 2005 on the set of a dance movie. They have one daughter, and they are very happy, celebrating their 7th anniversary. Much the same as what we were just, when we had the conversation just a few minutes ago about Carrie Underwood and her husband.
Yeah.
Nice to see young couples. My son happens to know him and says that he's a very good guy and he loves his wife.
Channing Tatum?
Yep. He's
oh,
a
wow.
very, very good guy and a very good husband. Cares a lot about his wife and his daughter.
Yeah.
And it shows.
They just seem like a really
yeah.
solid, happy couple.
Right. Yeah. So, again, two good examples. That's where we have the positive side of this. Two good examples of good marriages. All right. It's 21. Wait a minute. No, it isn't either. It's 41. 41 past the hour. In a moment, more information about this fabulous opportunity for you to make some serious money here on Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora Probiotic Fizzy Drink Mix. Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies and Fizzy Drink Mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Chuck Stephan with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website is moneyanswers.com. He has the answer to a very important question that you are asking yourself, you've been asking yourself, but especially since the Brexit vote, maybe we need to focus in on what's happening with treasuries in, I mean, my lifetime and your lifetime, Jordan. I'm guessing we haven't seen anything that was any rockier than this. We've seen rocky times for sure, but this is one for the record books.
It is, Doug, really. We have the lowest interest rates ever in modern times, basically. This last week, the 10-year U.S. Treasury went down to 1.3%. The 20-year Japanese Treasury went to minus 1%.
How do you do that?
20 years.
How is that?
No, you're going to lose money for 20 years. That's just really, really crazy. So interest rates have been plummeting around the world since the Brexit vote. To me, it's really a sign of deflation. Prices falling, the world getting slower. And I think it's going to continue to have incredibly low interest rates, not only on long-term treasuries, things like the 10-year treasury, but short-term stuff, bank accounts, CDs, money money market funds, savings accounts, zero. And you're going to continue to get zero as far as the eye can see, basically.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, in this environment, when you're not getting anything out of your saving account, your money funds, CDs, all of this stuff is a problem, there is an investment for an investor who wants to earn a decent yield. This is really quite phenomenal. The commercial real estate income funds. Explain, please.
Correct. So, yeah, commercial real estate income fund is a way of earning a very secure 8% yield over 1 year. You get monthly checks, which you can either take if you like, if you want to reinvest them, put them back into the fund. You know, that works fine as well. Your listeners can find out about these things at a kind of educational website, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444-2102. So this is what they do, Doug. These commercial real estate income funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing properties, build new ones, somehow adding value to existing commercial properties. Could be like a shopping center, could be an apartment building, assisted living, some kind of commercial property one way or the other. Now, unlike the stock market, which has been wildly volatile, plunging and soaring, you know, in the last week or so here, real estate does not fluctuate in value hardly at all. So your holdings in the fund really do not go up or down at all. The minimum to hold these things is 18 months. After that, you can get your money out, you know, whenever you like. And you can keep your money in as long as 10 years. Another thing about this, you can do this inside an individual retirement, an IRA, whether a Roth or traditional, and you can do it outside an IRA, so you can do it both ways. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I think a lot of people are looking for. They don't want to be in this wild roller coaster here, and getting 8% instead of zero is a pretty good deal.
When we started talking about this, one of the first calls that I got, first questions, is there a minimum investment? Is there, do you put $100, $1,000, $10,000? What's required if, in fact, you decide you want to have this secure 8% investment?
The minimum is $25,000, because, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in doing it, but it's $25,000. But unlike other things, there are no fees or commissions whatsoever. So the way it works is the managers of the fund have such confidence they're going to do well that they only get paid after you get your 8% as an investor. So the management fees are kind of on top of, which is what I call the preference yield. You get it first. And there are no commissions. You know, if you go get an annuity or an insurance policy or a mutual fund or something, a broker's going to charge you a commission of some kind. And say you have a mutual fund, they're going to do an annual management fee. So even if the fund does badly, you pay them to lose your money. That's not a particularly good deal.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
No commissions or annual management fees of any kind, which means that 100% of what you invest gets invested in the fund. So right from there, you're off to a good start.
But speaking of percentages, only 70% of the required investment comes from the investors. The value of the property, 70%, you're lending money, or these people are sending money to these developers after they have an appraisal, and it's only 70% of the total value, right?
That's like a safety, what I call the equity cushion. That's correct.
Yeah,
so
right.
The chance of it going down is almost nil when you've got that kind of a safety cushion there, yes.
All right.
And on top of that, you also get a quarterly profit sharing as well. So it's 8% is the basic. You probably will get a little bit more than that as well.
Commercial Real Estate Income Funds. .com, plural, commercial real estate income funds.com, or call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. Our thanks to Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website again is moneyanswers.com.
It's no secret that The Secret Life of Pets is fantastic family fun. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day with a focus on a number of things. Let's see, we have time to get to. We'll first off talk about Pokemon, that Pokemon Go. This is a very popular smartphone game, but is it a problem for those of you who are using it? We'll delve into that in just a few moments here.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea. iced tea taste than a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, 55 past the hour now. Pokemon Go. We've talked about this, mostly not in a positive way, it seems to me, if my memory serves me correctly, Victoria. So what is the up and the down, the pro and the con of using Pokemon Go, and what's the problem here?
Well, it came out yesterday that Pokemon Go, which of course is literally sweeping the nation, and everyone has, that people are finding dead bodies, they're getting mugged. I mean, it's just insane. But the actual game is there's a big bug in it, and it's a security threat because it's the only app that actually requires full access to your Google account in order to play the game. Right. Now it turns out that the Pokemon Go people, and they actually discovered this, and they've been pretty transparent about it, but they found out now that it also means they have access to your email, and they can send email from their end of the game. They can actually delete your emails, they can manipulate your account. All of your Google info has now been exposed. Google says that they're working on changing the settings, because right now it's set to full access, so they're trying to work on changing that to having it be basic access. However, that hasn't happened yet. So if this, I do not have Pokemon Go on my phone. I will not download it. I was going to, but after reading this, no way. I don't want my stuff to be that vulnerable.
Wow.
It's a word, you know, if your kids are playing this, then you might want to check their phone settings and see what else is on there, because if they have access to your Google account, whatever photos you have saved in the cloud, all of that stuff is vulnerable.
All right. So stay away from Pokemon Go. I guess that's the lesson to take away from that.
Yep.
There are a lot of forecasters when it comes to technology. This is going to happen by this time, and you won't need this at that time. And so as we use smartphones and the technology of the day more and more, things are disappearing. And I'm wondering how comfortable or uncomfortable that makes some of you, some of us.
Well, it's funny when we look at these, Karen and I were just talking about this off the air, our parents probably still have most of this stuff, but if you look around your office, do you have a calendar, a Rolodex, a dictionary, a physical printed up map, any kind of books, file cabinets, fax machine, and a landline?
Yep.
You have all this stuff that's
my
office. Obsolete.
You just described my office. That's it.
Well, that is, in most offices now, that stuff is all gone. And pretty much whatever you've got now, you've got the person who's traveling to and from work has a laptop, a wallet, which has your driver's license and your credit card and your car keys. Now, those things are going to be the next set of things that are going to be obsolete. Keys are starting in 2017. Volvo will be the first company to have all of their vehicles in their fleet will be operated by your smartphone, so you
can
start
your
car.
I won't be buying a Volvo then.
Yeah, start your car, unlock it, all that just from your smartphone. Mm-hmm. And even in Iowa, they're doing a pilot project to have a smartphone driver's license, so you won't even need to carry a driver's license; it'll be on your smartphone.
I want to. Thanks very much. All right, so there we are, folks. It's progress at the Good Day program. Progress is our most important product.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.